It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Serving our folks here around these parts and what we lovingly call CCL. How many years now, Jack?
84.
84 years. Wow.
Haskell's is the oldest ongoing business in downtown Minneapolis. Ever since Dayton's closed up. There's a menswear store but they started in St. Paul, and we're still there, 84 years later.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well,
we're in a, I get a kick out of this. Haskell's is located in downtown Minneapolis in the Young Quinlan Building, which is a historic building. It was built in 1926, the height of the Prohibition.
Yes.
Just imagine. And you know, I can't help but think Elizabeth Quinlan, she was a very classy lady. I think she'd be very pleased to see Haskell's and the kind of operation we operate in that building. It's very well suited. You know, it's a stunning, stunning building.
It really is.
And so we're happy to be there.
Excellent.
What I was going to talk about today, Denny, I got so many phone calls about wine baskets. I thought maybe we ought to talk a little bit more about baskets of wine. And not only baskets of wine, but baskets of drinks. You know, they're very popular with our clientele, where you put the ingredients, say, for a margarita in a basket and wrap it up and put a big bow on it, the Moscow Mule, a Manhattan, a Martini. I think you get the idea. Those liquor baskets where you make and create for a friend. Maybe they like Manhattans, maybe they like Martinis, maybe they like French 75 or something exotic like that. You can put a basket together for them. In fact, I get a kick out of the Moscow Mule basket. The Moscow Mule is the reason vodka is popular. They couldn't give vodka away. And the Smirnoff Company had this vodka in the late 50s in California, and they came upon some a ginger beer, and some guy was very clever, got a copper mug, put ginger beer and vodka, and called it the Moscow Mule, because it had quite a kick to it. And thus was born the popularity of vodka out in L.A. in the late 50s, early 60s. And, you know, in those days, you only carried one vodka. Today, we must have 60 or 70 different vodkas, so it's changed a lot. Speaking of baskets, beers make a great basket. You can give a friend, say, a collection of just Minnesota beers in a basket, or just exotic craft beers in a basket. Makes a wonderful, wonderful gift. And gadgets. We have a new gadget at Haskell's. It's the darndest thing you've ever seen. It's called a Chirpy Top. And what it is it's a stopper for a bottle of wine. When you pour the wine, it chirps as you pour the wine. So it makes drinking wine. I can't imagine anything more fun than drinking wine, but drinking wine with a chirpy top.
I got to get one.
Indeed. And of course, you can put your favorite varietals in there. How about a basket of Chardonnay or a basket of rosé? We have a basket of rosé that comes with a bottle that can be reused as a carafe with a glass stopper. It's very nice, and it's not very expensive. Cabernet, Merlot, Prosecco, bubbles, maybe a champagne, just two bottles, a rosé champagne and a white champagne, or a rosé sparkling wine and a white sparkling wine from the same producer, just to give them a little contrast. And of course, champagne is always appreciated, whether it comes in a basket or just in a bottle. And though sweet tooth. You know, how many people think about sweet wine? We don't like sweet wine, but just imagine the wonderful wines of the world that are sweet. Chateau Yquem, Chateau Latour Blanche, a aged Semillon, late harvest Riesling. You know, those are all wonderful wines. And of course, there's nothing as good as port on a winter night, in my opinion. You can have a basket of nightcap wines, and there's always port in there. How about this for a gift? This is a gift I'd like to get. A chunk of Stilton cheese, or Roquefort, some walnuts, and a bottle of port. That is a perfect way. The only thing that could be better than that is add a book to it and sit by the fire and sip that port and munch on that Stilton cheese with a walnut And I'm telling you, you know God's in heaven and all's right with the world when you're in that situation. And, of course, you're, only limited by your imagination. You can get a French basket, Italian, Spanish, Minnesota, Oregon, Sicily. I think you get the idea. There's a lot of things you can do there. If you don't want to give something edible, a book and a bottle of port are really great. Believe me, we talk about this the last time. I get more play on Wine Away than I do on wines. Wine Away is an incredible wine eraser. It's a liquid you pour on. It's a stain remover. It's citrus-based, so it smells like lemons and oranges. It has a wonderful aroma to it. It's called Wine Away. It'll remove any wine stain. Believe me, it's just like magic. I can't believe how well it works. And we have it, and it makes a wonderful gift. It makes a wonderful hostess gift to give somebody some wine away, particularly if you know they drink wine. If you drink wine every now and then, you're going to spill some red wine on something, and Wine Away will fix that right away. In fact, speaking of hostess gifts, you never want to give a hostess a bottle of wine that you want them to open that night, unless you're very close friends and you know that's part of the program. Give them a bottle that they can enjoy another time. They spent time picking out the wine to have with whatever they're going to have, and you only throw a monkey wrench into the arrangement if you bring a bottle you want them to have now. Give them, say, this is a nice bottle of wine, enjoy it some night, not tonight. And that's really what should be done with hostess gifts all the time, in my opinion. How about an instant picnic? Wine, bread, cheese, maybe a little sausage in a picnic basket. What a great gift that would be, because this time of year nobody thinks about picnics. And you can share a discovery. It's a wonderful way to do it. If it, and we mentioned before, too, recipes go really nice with wine. Pasta with the wine. A wine book with wine. No one has enough, in my opinion, wine books. There's so many of them that are really good to have. One of the books that every wine lover should have, in my opinion, is Hugh Johnson's Atlas of Wine. The Atlas is a book of maps of wine from all over the world. Really an incredible book. You wouldn't want to not have something like that. And, of course, glassware, stemware is great. Wine openers, wine ID tags, they all work just terrific. And anyhow, I think you get the idea. Share a discovery. Wine baskets are great.
I think,
excuse me, Denny. I think
I think you need to drink more red wine.
I have a winter bronchitis thing.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Just dreadful. I'm sorry to inflict this on everybody.
No, just maybe a little hot tea with honey or something, or a little.
Matter of fact, before I called you, that's just what I had: some hot tea and honey, and it was very soothing.
Well, I have to admit, I've done that for years with the gift basket from Haskell's, and you're right. It wasn't just the wines. I have a friend who loves different beers, and he was thrilled with that. And I did that for a couple of years in a row.
And they're very reasonable. They start at $19.99 and go up proportionately. But it makes a great, great gift. You know, I've always said wine is the gift of good taste. It reflects the giver has good taste, and you as the recipient also have good taste. So, and no one ever returns it. So it's a great gift, and the size is always right.
Well, I tell you what, Jack, I'm going to let you go, but before you do go and take care of that bronchial thing, why don't you tell us the Haskell locations? There's so many good things going on right now.
Absolutely. Saturdays are a great day because we have all sorts of wines out for tasting. It's just a marvelous time to visit your favorite Haskell store. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed at this time of year. It's just sensational. In downtown Minneapolis, as I mentioned earlier, we have free parking in the Young Quinlan building. Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can see all of the various hundreds of baskets we have. In addition to that, you can see our Christmas catalog, which is full of bargains for the wine lover.
All right, Jack.
And I hope next week I won't sound like this.
Well, my goodness, I hope you feel so much better. And let's talk more next week, like you said.
I'm going to look forward to it, Jimmy.
All right, take care, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.